Welcome to Awakening Matters, spiritual dialogues that invite joy, wisdom, and laughter, engaging topics of our humanity from an infinite dimensional perspective, with myself, Cynthia Sloan. Hi, everyone. I hope everyone is well. I have a very special guest tonight. I'm very excited to talk with and learn more about. Her name is Stacey Mullins. Beyond many other things, I would define her and have been asked to as a brain trainer. She is a business owner as well in regards to a business that is called Optimize Me, and we'll talk more about that. That has everything to do with the brain trainer part of it, which Stacey will share with us and fill in all the different aspects that there are to what that title and definition really means. But before that, I welcome all the listeners, and I am very grateful that you are here. Whether you are participating physically by calling in or just energetically, I welcome you and thank you. And for those that do want to call in and have either a comment or a question regarding today's show, please feel free to do so. And the number toll-free in the U.S. and Canada is 888-815-9756. Again, 888-815-9756. Please feel free to call in, and we'd love to hear from you. And now I turn my energy and attention towards Stacey, and I welcome you with a big, grand welcome. Stacey, are you there?
I am. Thank you so much.
I'm honored to have you on the show, and I'm so excited to actually hear more about what you do and how you do it, what it is, how it works, etc. And I very much want to know as much detail as you can possibly give me. So I really invite you to start with wherever you want to start.
Okay.
In sharing either about yourself or the business or both. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, what I thought we would do is I'll kind of give a basic explanation, understanding of what the technology involved in brain training is, and then kind of what the client's experience, what the process is for the client, and then we'll talk about kind of the implications. This is a quantum physics understanding of the brain, so that's kind of a radical departure from how we might have looked at the brain in the past. So we'll talk about that after we kind of understand what the process is. So brain training is very similar from what you might experience from like a personal trainer. You go to a gym and a personal trainer works with you to help your help you with your weight training and your mm-hmm. balance and your stamina and all those things. Brain training helps your brain do all of those things for itself in your body. It actually helps your brain self-regulate, which is what our brain is designed to do, through imbalances that occur in our life from big T traumas and little T traumas, experiences that happen to us, we get kind of out of balance. We get patterns that get stuck in place and that don't serve us anymore. They might have been very helpful at the time when we needed a particular strategy, mental, emotional strategy for coping with a particular situation, and that might have been very helpful, but then that pattern kind of gets stuck on like a computer program that gets stuck running. It doesn't serve us any longer, and here it is, we're still using it. And so what this technology does is it essentially pushes the reset button and helps us turn those patterns off that don't serve us anymore, and it helps the brain get into a homeostasis place where
explain homeostasis to the listeners.
So that's kind of a place of balance where instead of being stuck in a particular pattern that's designed to do a certain thing, the brain is in neutral. It's in a place that says, Whatever is about to happen right now, I'm up for it, as opposed to I know what's going to happen. It's the same thing that happened last time. I've already got my bazooka ready, you know, anxiety, fear, all of those kinds of patterns that we have that we pull out instantly before we even know what's happened. You know, the emotional train comes down the track, and we're on it, and we're down the road before we even knew it. And this essentially slows it. The way people describe it a lot of times is it essentially slows time down around you so that you don't make automatic emotional reactions. You actually have what feels like a slowed down experience so that you can make decisions, you can make choices, you can make decisions around what you want to do and how you want to do it in a way that's not involving a lot of willpower. We tend to think in terms of everything that we want to do to make changes in our life. I'm going to will my way into this or that. You know, I'm going to stop doing this. I'm going to stop getting mad. I'm going to this or that. And what this actually does is it changes the neural nets in your brain so that your brain actually has a choice and doesn't have to make that same habitual choice that it always makes. And you actually experience it as, you know, I normally would have gotten really upset about that. And you actually feel it after you didn't get upset about it, as opposed to I have to try not to get upset about it. And so that's why I say it doesn't really involve, you know, such a sense of willpower and willing your way into something. It actually involves your brain making a more harmonious choice from the get-go, simply because it has that option. There's a new neural net, a new road it can take, and it doesn't have to take the road it usually takes.
Interesting.
So the way it kind of works for the client sits in a very comfortable chair in our office. We put sensors on the scalp, and it reads electrical impulse, brainwave activity. That goes into a computer program, which translates the frequencies from the brain into sound frequencies that are identical to the brain frequencies, feeds the sound frequencies back into the earphones so the client can hear those. And so actually their brain is hearing itself. And when it hears itself and recognizes that in real-time translation, that's me doing that, the brain understands, it recognizes it's looking in a mirror. For the first time it's ever had that experience, there is actually not a way that the brain naturally has to do that. And so if you think about, you know, what you see when you're watching a person or ourselves, you know, walk down the road in maybe a downtown area with a lot of plate glass windows, and you kind of notice, my reflection in the window, and what do? We look at ourselves. We check ourselves out. Is that gym membership really working, you know? Am I really losing weight here? Is my hair blowing all over the place? Do I got lipstick on my teeth? You know, that's what we do. We see a mirror, we look at ourselves. That's what we do. Well, the brain does the same thing. So you give it a mirror, it looks at itself. It notices exactly the same things we notice when we look at a mirror. We see, oh, I'm kind of walking funny. I've kind of got this going on. I've kind of got that going on. And the brain that observes itself can change itself. And that's what the quantum physics aspect of this is talking about. So for the client, they're sitting in the chair. We do an assessment that involves seven areas of the brain, and we take readings from that where we measure brainwave activity. And then the printout that follows shows us kind of where things are balanced, where things are not balanced. And that's just sort of a snapshot that tells us where to start. And then during the actual sessions, where the person is listening to their brain sounds, they're listening to their sounds of their actual brain in addition to protocols which are run that are promoting certain frequencies to be increased or certain frequencies to be decreased in certain areas. And that's how we train the brain toward balance. So there's never any force involved because the brain is being given, it's simply being shown itself in its optimal state. There's no force, like you've heard of maybe binaural beats. mm-hmm. that involve one frequency in one ear and one frequency in the other ear, and the brain is almost forced to resonate with the frequency that's the difference between those two. Mm-hmm. And that is not part of this work at all. So there's no force. There's no sense of, you know, the brain having to do this or that. The brain simply sees itself in its optimal state, which is an increment or two away from where it is now. Mm-hmm. And it chooses to resonate in that way. It tries that out, and it decides, oh, that did feel better. And then it tries it out again. And as it finds that it likes what it's doing, it keeps doing it. Because everything in nature seeks balance, and our brain is no different. And as soon as you show it how to do that, it's grateful and it does it.
Wow. Well, everything you're saying is, and I know there's more to be said, but I really want to remind listeners to call in, and don't miss out on this opportunity to really talk about or ask any questions that you might have wherever you are in your personal life and your journey. And I remind you that we're talking to Stacy with Optimize Me. And I want to take a moment for people who are listening to know that you can reach Stacy Mullins at her website, optimizeme-now.com.
Right.
So optimizeme-now.com is how to not only look at her website, but also to contact her if you would like to, or even to get even more information. I have a question based on some of what you've shared. It's fascinating to me. You talked about frequencies to be increased or decreased in the brain. Does the client that comes in, does that client fill out paperwork? Is that client aware of what they want to increase or decrease?
Yeah, there's kind of a two-part to the assessment. There's the technical aspect where the frequencies are measured in the brain, and then what the client fills out in terms of questionnaire paperwork is sort of your basic medical history part, and then there's the selection of their goals. So they choose their top five goals, and they rank those in order, and that tells us, you know, where we want to spend our time in the 10 sessions or the 15 sessions or however many, you know, they elect to do at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And that tells us, you know, that with the protocols that are suggested from the software, that tells us where we want to spend our time. How do we want to come at this? You know, we really want to work on sleep. We really want to work on anxiety. We really want to work on PTSD symptoms. We really want to work on pain management. We really want to work on, the list is long. There's a really, you know, if you think about it, the brain is the central processing unit for our bodies, you know, so there's really nothing that goes on in our mind and body that is not controlled by the brain. So the list of issues that you can address with this is really incredibly long and growing all the time. You know, there's things that we discover all the time. It's like, oh, who knew that would have worked, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, if there's a problem that a person's experiencing and the problem is caused by an imbalance in the brain, then balancing the brain will address it.
Now, the correlations between, let's say, have you noticed, actually, if there's been a correlation between the emotional body? Okay, so the brain would affect all parts of the body, and the emotional body, the spiritual body, the mental body, have you noticed anything like that being affected?
Yeah, and that's really one of the most interesting parts to me of this work. Of course, I've been a client of this technology. That's how I originally found the technology, is trying to find a solution for my own list of issues. And my list of issues was, it involved chronic pain, it involved PTSD, depression symptoms, it involved memory issues, it involved mental concentration focus issues, bordering on chronic fatigue issues. You know, it was your average bad deal.
Right.
None of those symptoms are present today, I will say.
Wow.
But that was all kind of what I was hoping to get out of it. But one of the things that I did not expect to get out of it, and that I didn't even fathom would be possible is exactly what you're talking about. When you increase the allocation in the brain to the alpha middle frequency range, you change the experience that you're having. This is not a secret. Everyone knows that alpha is the sweet spot in your brain waves. It increases your sense of presence. It increases your sense of connection to yourself, to others, to source. It's it's the energy on which spiritual work is done. It's where insights come from. It's that spot where you, Eckhart Tolle has a phrase for this. He calls it finding the life underneath your life situation.
Mm-hmm.
And in my experience, that is what this has done for me. That I've heard him say that phrase on the CDs many times, and when I would hear it, I'd be like, Eckhart, you know, what are you talking about here? Well, now I know what he's talking about. I totally know what he's talking about. And so there's some interesting correlations between the different frequency groups and the past and the future and the present. So the alpha middle frequency range would be correlated with the present, the current moment, the where you live your life. The lower frequency range would be correlated with the past. This is where your subconscious material is. This is where kind of the suitcases, as I call them, that you carry about you all day, of mm-hmm. all that stuff that happened to you. This is your story. This is the mm-hmm. the things that you think make you up, because this is what happened to you. And then in the high frequency range, this would be correlated with the future. So this is where there's a good aspect of that, because this is where you reason and you're logically trying to, you know, argue your way out of a paper bag. You're trying to mm-hmm. figure out solutions. You're trying to, you know, go from point A to point B. There's definitely a use for high frequencies. We definitely want those. We want them in the right place. We want them in the front of the brain and not the back. And we want them on the left and not the right. So there's places where we want that to be prominent. When it's in the wrong place, you have problems. One of them is anxiety. What is anxiety? It's worrying about the future, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you live. You basically have a lot of investment of your energy into the future with a high frequency prominence. With a low frequency prominence, you have a large part of your energy invested in the past. And between those two options, that's where most people come to us from. That's where, when we do a brain map and we see where the imbalances are, undoubtedly that's where they are. They're going to have too much energy in the low frequency or the high frequency range and not enough in the middle frequency, and that's where we want a prominence of frequencies to be. So a lot of our work is involved in getting the higher, the low frequencies to be reduced and shifting energy into that middle range. How I kind of came about the quote discovery that was a correlation. I had a client one time that really had a low amount of alpha, and this was about the lowest I'd seen at that point on his brain map. I was like, oh my goodness, this cannot feel good, you know. And after maybe 4 days, which was 8 sessions, he came in on that fourth day and he made the comment that I feel like I'm just more present, he said. It was really a bizarre thing for him. He was just amazed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about that, and it just struck me that what we're doing in raising alpha and then him having that experience, and I knew the correlation about the alpha being about the present, and then I recognized that there's a correlation between the past, the future, and the present. And that's when I started kind of looking into this a little bit more and recognizing that you know, we're broaching the topic that spiritual teachers have talked about forever, and this is, we're looking kind of behind the screen and we're mm-hmm. seeing what is it in the brain that's going on that accounts for that, and what can we do about it? Can you actually improve that? Can you actually increase that? Meditation is a great way to actually increase that.
Okay.
And there is a reason for that, because that meditative state, you're training your brain to increase alpha and to be in that present moment. And so you're utilizing that wave activity, that range, and that increases it. But there's patterns that people are experiencing where they're just literally stuck. It's like a rutted road or a railroad track that you're driving on and you can't, you know, get off of it. Mm-hmm. And so what this has the ability to do is to go in underneath the surface, kind of in the codes in the program, and push reset so that you're actually unstuck. And once the brain is unstuck and returns to that fluid plasticity place, that it's that homeostasis neutral place, then it will seek balance going forward, because that's what it wants to be. That's where it's happy. That's where it's comfortable. But it's stuck. And so you need to get it mm-hmm. get it off of that rut, get it unstuck.
That's fascinating. That makes a lot of people feel like what they have been experiencing as repetition, and they've been trying so hard and maybe going around and around, they can't keep their focus, and their focus is not where they want it to be, etc., that this might be a tool actually to help empower them and help actually put the power right back in them, as opposed to having their focus outside of them and feeling powerless.
Well, yeah, when we talk about, you know, positive thinking, and we talk about, you know, I'm trying to do this or that, and I need to co-create with spirit. I need to have my thoughts be, you know, in a certain place. I need to think positively. Well, I'd like to think positively, but I can't. I just can't. And that experience that so many people have of when we hear, you know, Abraham Hicks material, and we're like, yeah, that sounds really good. How does that actually work? I can't really do that. You know, and the law of attraction, I've come to suspect strongly that the metaphysical law of attraction has a very physical component in the way the brain works that's exactly the same way. It's an as-above, so-below relationship in my mind that when we talk about the law of attraction, saying if this is what you're currently thinking, this is what you're going to continue to be currently thinking, because the law of attraction is going to hold you there. Yeah, mm-hmm. the law of attraction is going to hold you there, but so is your brain. Mm-hmm. Your brain has physical components going on there that hold you there. And what mm-hmm. this allows you to do is unstick those physical components.
Well, let me ask you about people who have been suffering maybe with chronic illness or long-term health or emotional issues. I don't know if you're at that place yet to be able to answer this as far as how much you've witnessed this. But it's people with long-term where their physical body has taken on what their emotional, mental, or energetic, or spiritual body has not been able to empower them to do, so their physical body is maybe holding water, retaining water, or their physical body's brain ability to even communicate with its internal structure is breaking down, so they're hunched over, or their legs stopped working, etc. Have you found, or are you at that level, or is that even a level that exists? I believe it does, but where that reconnects in the person's body starts responding as well as their internal?
Yeah. The some of the physical things that happen with this are just amazing. The locations on the scalp where we place the sensors are actually the meridian locations on the head.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're doing things in that location, the meridians are affected, so people will experience different physical traumas that they've had, pains, accidents, injuries in their physical body years ago. They haven't thought of them in years, and they'll feel something going on there. They'll feel a release. how I put it usually is that the ache or pain or the injury, it said hello when it came in, as in you felt it, and it says hello on the way out. So a lot of times you'll feel something, and the client will be in the chair, and at the end of the protocol, and they'll say, well, that was really weird. I had this bizarre heat sensation going on in my leg. What was that about? And I'm like, well, that was something that your physical body, you know, had a memory of, and it cleared it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In my own situation, I had, you mentioned kind of hunched shoulders and that kind of thing. I had very much that posture. I was, as a response to long-term traumas and PTSD and that kind of symptoms, I had what we call being stuck in the freeze mode. So you've heard of the fight or flight mode. There's another side of that that's the freeze mode. And that's going to be like in an animal body. There's a prey animal who will, you know, hold its body in such a way. They're kind of protecting their soft underbelly.
Mm-hmm.
So there's kind of that armadillo shape where it's rolled forward and protecting that soft spot. Well, humans have a way of doing that too. When you see a person who's kind of got that hunched shoulder thing going, that's often what's going on there. And you can do massage, and you can do body work, and you can do all of these things. And I did all of those things, and they were helpful. But there was a program running in my brain that said, we're in a war zone. We need to protect our soft underbelly. This is how you do it. And every morning I would wake up, and that program would run. So the massage was great. But in the morning, that program would run. Shoulders would hunch forward. 2 weeks after my sessions, I experienced a straightening of my shoulders. And they were no longer hunched forward. My arm would no longer fall asleep when I was in bed sleeping. It would be the shoulder that was not the one I was sleeping on, which is odd, would fall asleep because the shoulders were rolled forward in such a way that those nerves were simply being pinched, even though I wasn't laying on that side. And when I experienced that not happening anymore, and I asked about it, you know, to my trainer, and I was like, what's going on with that, you know, and that's what she said, yeah, your brain sent you got an upgrade overnight, and your brain sent a new pattern, and the new message is, oh, the war's over. We don't have to hold our body that way anymore because there's no danger. And so I mentioned that 2 weeks later, there's an integration period that happens. So there's the things that the client experiences during the week of training. Then there's, you know, a window of what we give it about 3 months, where stuff can continue to happen and continue to change and continue to morph into a new experience during that 3 month period. It takes the brain about 30 days to actually build a new neural net. And so during that period, the brain is learning, kind of in a rehearsal mode during the sessions. It's learning new patterns, and then it goes to work building those roads, and that can take, you know, up to 30 days to actually build those neural nets, but then more continue to be built and built and built. And so we say about 3 months of things continuing to get better, people continuing to have shifts and continuing to have experiences.
Wow. Well, I wanted to give you a break to breathe and wanted to thank you because everyone listening, this makes so much sense. It's something that seems to be aligning with your core energetics and in your brain and possibly even your originating soul signature and reason for being. I wanted to let people know that PTSD means post-traumatic stress disorder, which happens often after trauma, for those of you who are wondering. And I was also wondering, for people who have been having things like Lyme disease or being told that, or even multiple sclerosis or things like that, do you have hopes that this kind of brain work, I'm going to actually pause and say, everybody that's listening, and if you are listening, tell your friends about it, to go onto the website optimizeme-now.com, optimizeme-now.com, and check into this. Do it for yourself and see if it resonates with you. If it does, there's something there for you. But I was wondering, back to what I was going to inquire about is, do you have hopes or of kind of recorrecting everything from multiple sclerosis to it? When I see a client that comes to me, as an example, that has multiple sclerosis or has any kind of breakdown in communication of their physical cellular netting, if you will, I see that the communication is not only skipping its own recognition of itself, but that it's not sparking, it's not cohesive, it's not in the flow. Therefore, it creates this breakdown. Do you feel like this kind of work can correct that or realign it?
The way I'll put that is if there's a hardware problem, if the wiring in the nervous system is deteriorated in such a way, the myelin sheath is reduced in such a way that misfires are happening, that circuits are broken, things aren't connected. If there's a hardware problem, like in the wiring in your house, if the rat chewed through the wires, that's a hardware problem.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a hardware problem, then the likelihood is not that this is going to fix the hardware problem.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a software problem, then yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I said if the cause of your problem has to do with imbalance in the brainwave frequencies, then balancing the brainwave frequencies will help. But if the problem is more in terms of a hardware problem, then the software can't do much for that.
Sure, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So once somebody comes to you as a client and they experience the time frame, which you mentioned, and they experience a realignment, a reawakening, everything that you've talked about, does that particular rewiring, now that it's set, stay in place, and or do they need tune-ups?
The answer is both. It does tend to stay in place because, like I said, the brain wants balance, and once it has it, it has a motivation to hold it. But there's also a sense of layers, and when you do this work, the first 10 session intensive, that takes off, you know, however many layers it gets through in each person in that time, and then, you know, 3 months, 6 months goes by, you do it again, and that takes a whole new level off. And I will say that the second time that I did sessions after, you know, maybe 9 months or so, was quite a bit different. And then the next time I did sessions, it was quite a bit different again, and it's an amazing the second and third and fourth times that you do some sessions, you know, your brain immediately knows what the deal is because it's done this once before, and so it's just, you know, it's all over it, and so yeah, things come to a whole new level. One client, this was a great phrase that she used. She said, I've done other kinds of inner work, and that kind of showed me what the lies were, but this showed me what to do with them.
Oh, wow.
About them. Mm-hmm. And so that's really, that was a profound statement because we experience a lot of times where we're getting a little insight about, you know, what we're doing that's causing problems, but then we're stymied at what to do about it. And when you put the energy in your brain in the right place, it can figure out what to do about it.
Mm-hmm.
When you starve the past, the energy that you're given to the past, you starve that energy range, or you starve the energy range that you're given to the future, it goes into the present, and that's where you want it.
Exactly. Well, it makes sense. Absolutely. I wanted to remind everyone that if you want to call in and ask a question or have a comment, you can do so toll-free in U.S. and Canada. The number is 888-815-9756. Again, 888-815-9756. You know, what you're saying is just, it's groundbreaking in a way that, it's available, and it seems to be available in what you're saying in a way that people can access it instead of it being, a lot of people hear about information that's groundbreaking and, quantum physics, et cetera, but it's seemingly to them unreachable, untouchable, and it's going to help some people over there somewhere else. You know, but this sounds very much like it is not only reachable, but it's something that's workable and doable, and at the same time, the person's able to... Is there any homework you send home with them, quote-unquote?
Not essentially, like you might think. There's a lot of neurofeedback models that have been around for, you know, 20 and 30 years. Involve teaching the conscious brain to be in charge of unconscious, what should be unconscious processes like heart rate and breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really works with, you know, teaching your conscious mind to do those things. And this does not involve in the actual training teaching your conscious mind to be in charge of unconscious things. It goes below that, and it works with the unconscious mind to do what it's supposed to do, only better than it's been doing it. But in terms of what we do ask the client to take responsibility for is to really become their witness, become their own watcher, and that's what that alpha frequency is all about. It's taking the ability of seeing yourself, being the witness to your own thoughts, to your own behaviors, to your own habits. And once you've got the energy allocated to that frequency range, you're going to be a lot more successful at doing that, first of all. And so we really want people to really work with that going forward. And, you know, we recommend people do journaling. We recommend people, you know, just engage their friends and family. What have you noticed? What kinds of things have you seen me do? Or what's different? You know, just really get very expert at seeing themselves.
So you're talking about them being involved in their own discovery.
Yeah, it's very much being involved in your own discovery. One of the things that in my process of being involved in my own discovery that's coming to light is that the notion of your ego, your false self, and the story that you tell, those kinds of issues have shown up in my experience recently, even as just exposed in a way they've never been exposed before, you know. I've started to recognize that, you know, the different things that were thought patterns that my brain was giving me, that, you know, you have this thought and you feel like it must be real because you had the thought, it's in your head, and you know how that all works, and you believe it. Well, then there's this other entity beside me called my witness who hears that conversation, and he taps me on the shoulder and he's like, listen, you might want to examine that, you know. So it's just this very bizarre, enlightening sort of experience where those conversations you have with yourself, you've got an advocate now that's pointing out reality. Yeah, it's amazing when you have someone who can stand up for the bigger picture. Who can kind of speak from the place of your higher self, who can challenge what this egoic false self is telling you. When your egoic false self is telling you, you know, you're just a loser, you can't do this, you can't do that, you remember what happened last time, yada, yada, then you've got this other side over here that's going, you know, let's look at that. Let's pull that out and examine it. Is that really true? And you can actually empower that side of your conversation and get a lot further mm-hmm. than when, you know, it's, you know, you're arguing with this really powerful ego over here trying to tell you this, that, and the next thing.
Right. Well, that's, I mean, people, we're talking about a voice to counteract the voice of your ego, which often will speak to you about fear and disconnection and lack. You definitely want to get in touch with optimizeme-now.com in order to have another voice be given a chance to be heard and interact with you and empower you. How do you feel, if at all, a question to you about mass consciousness, working one-on-one? I totally hear what you're saying. How do you feel about the mass consciousness, let's say the universal netting of humanity?
I very much have an as above, so below perspective on mm-hmm. everything. I just feel like if we haven't called that a universal law yet, we should.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that everything that it's like a, you know, Greg Braden does a lot of work with the concept of the fractal universe, and
mm-hmm.
and I just see that so strongly. The Kryon channeled material talks about when you individual person expand your consciousness and start waking up and seeing what's going on with your false self and with your imprint that tells you this and that, the duality. When you start waking up from that duality, there's a consciousness shift on
mm-hmm.
the planet. And so, you know, it's not just you and your little world that's going on there. There's more than that going on. And so before I started doing this work, I was in some situations that just were perplexing, and they were, the theme of the situation had to do with serious imbalance, and I was drawn to make a lot of queries of the universe about imbalance and what is this about and just how does all this work, and it was interesting to me that in that, in the search that went forward from that point, the answers that I came to were this work that is all about balance.
Mm.
And the balance that is achieved in this work shows me that when I was frustrated with this situation or that situation or this injustice or whatever, you know, I was just swinging a bat in the darkness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, that doesn't do any good. You can swing a bat at the darkness all day, and you're not going to change it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And what this work does in my personal experience and what I see it do for others is it stops swinging a bat at the darkness, and it simply turns on the light switch.
Mm-hmm.
And that does more for consciousness increase than anything I know of, because you're not just swinging a bat at the darkness. You're actually turning on the lights. And when you turn on your personal lights, and when you help facilitate others around you turning on their personal lights, then you're lighting up the planet.
Mm-hmm.
You are having an impact on global consciousness.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Absolutely.
So I just thought it was an interesting way that the universe works, that I had been driven to such a point of questioning and such a point of desperation and such a point of, you know, what's it all about, Alfie?
Mm-hmm.
and then I was led to this really remarkable answer and this really remarkable work, and that's
absolutely
it's been a really interesting direct answer to my questions, because, you know, I wanted to solve my individual situation, but I just didn't want situations like that to keep going on, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I just didn't want those things to keep going on. I just didn't want the darkness. I just didn't want the injustice. I just didn't want the unconsciousness, and that's really all it is. It's unconsciousness, and you can't get anywhere swinging about at unconsciousness.
Right, absolutely.
It doesn't work. You throw yourself out and you don't help the unconsciousness.
Well, you end up feeding and fueling something, but not necessarily
exactly
what you desire to. And
you end up getting in with the unconsciousness. You end up going unconscious trying to fight it.
Right, yes. And it sounds like what you have been guided to and in your own awakening is the not only the awakening of new pathways for individuals, but I also agree with you that we are all interconnected and new pathways will be linking up through your work for not only people that go to see you, but for then those people who have seen you and your work passing the word on. You'll definitely have a link on my website, CynthiaSloan.com. And I'm so excited to experience it. I have not experienced it myself, but everything you've said has resonated with me. I will experience it and then come back on the show and let you all know, all the listeners know what I did experience. But to let everyone know, go ahead.
One really interesting thing that just that came to mind when you were speaking just then, you know, most of us have become familiar with the concept of systems theory, like a family system theory where, you know, there's the four people in the family or whatever and together they form an energetic system that's kind of a closed system and energy moves around through the members of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that in this work, in that, you know, one person of a family will do brain training and then their energy will start shifting and that the spouse will start changing in some ways. Because if a person, an individual cannot find true balance in their one brain, they will borrow energy from their neighbor. They will borrow energy from their spouse. They will borrow energy from their children. They will borrow energy from anyone else in their family system to achieve that balance. And when that individual's brain starts getting its own real balance instead of the faux balance that it's been working on, then the other parts of that system start shifting as well.
Makes sense. Yeah,
and it really does have an impact going beyond, you know, your one person in one life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, that leads me to the next question before we bring it to a close is, have you found, you did touch on this briefly, and if it's the same answer, so be it, but have you found that past lives come up? You talked about present life injuries, but are past lives also affected since they're housed within the brain? Well.
Sure. I think that most people are not going to be aware of a lot of the things that happen and come up
mm-hmm.
on a physical release level and on an emotional or psychological release. They're just gone through their system
mm-hmm.
and they're not conscious of it. I will say, though, that I did have a client who was very, very sensitive one time, and it occurred to her to say, I'm feeling all this stuff. I wonder what it would be like for a person that can see energy to be in here with me and watch and see what they see, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just happened to, you know, say, well, I'll just call my friend Ani and see if, and you know Ani, and
mm-hmm.
I'll just call Ani and see if she wants to come watch a session, and she did.
Mm-hmm.
And what she saw was all the same kinds of things that she sees during an energy session that she does on people that involve past lives and this and
mm-hmm.
that. Things happening, and she saw, you know, she saw the woman's spirit guides there in the room. She saw people doing things around
mm-hmm.
the woman. She saw energy moving. She saw things happening. She saw, you know, all the same kinds of things that she would see in an energy work session that she was doing. So essentially,
right.
Yeah, all of that kind
yeah.
of same stuff comes up, but the person often
well,
isn't aware yeah. of it.
Well, I look forward to trying it out because of that very same reason, is that I can see energies in past life, present life, loved ones, and all of that. And I'd be interested in seeing also what that brought to light and what it illuminated for that same reason personally, let alone globally. I think that that's fascinating. I want to thank you so much for being on the show and for all the infinite wisdom that you've brought forth. I want to remind people once again, the website is optimizeme-now.com. The special guest is Stacy Mullins, brain trainer, business owner. And you do not want to pass up this opportunity to get in touch with yourself by using this pathway that Stacy offers with this opportunity. Thank you so much, Stacy. I'm going to bring the show to a close. And
thank you.
It's been my pleasure. If listeners or people out there want to connect with me, you can do so at my website, Cynthia Sloan, S as in Sam, L-O-N, .com, and you will see Stacy's website up there as well. I'll be doing that shortly. And then if you want to email me, my email address is cyns7sam999@gmail.com. Again, thank you so much. And
thank you.
I'm so grateful that you're doing the work you are and that you're on the planet at this time doing it.
Thank you.
And at this time, this is Cynthia Sloan reminding everyone, never replace your own truth. Only if it resonates, then make it your own.